As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to three young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now two, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Who doesn't love grilling hamburgers in the summer? Just because it's summer doesn't mean you have to cut out all the carb-heavy foods you love. Hero Bread has reinvented the bread and buns to make having a juicy hamburger and a great summer sandwich so great. Fluffy, delicious flavor, and texture with no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. We are loving Hero Bread in our house. My kids are even loving the bread too. Hero Bread has something for every bread lover, including sliced bread loaves, buns, Hawaiian rolls, tortillas, even limited edition 2 gram net carb croissants. And y'all know how much we love a croissant over here. So try Hero Bread today. I know you will love this guilt-free bread as much as we do. Get 10% off your order at hero.co and use the code LIVINGFULLY at checkout. That's LIVINGFULLY at hero.co. Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best. And that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. I'm Mallory Irving, your host, and I'm so excited to be with you guys this morning. So when you are listening to this podcast, you will have just come home, I think, from Thanksgiving, feeling full and in the holiday swing. You may be feeling stressed. You may be feeling fulfilled. I don't know what state you'll be listening to this podcast in, but that's the beauty of these podcasts. I hope that there is something in each of these podcasts that will speak to all of you guys. I would like to thank my sponsor of this podcast, Smart Cups. Smart Cups is the most amazing energy drink. You literally pour water into a plastic cup that has an energy drink printed on the bottom. Basically, it sounds amazing. You have to try it. SmartCups.com. Enter the code Mallory20 for a discount. You know, I posted something on Instagram this week. We're about to walk out the door to leave for Thanksgiving, and it really resonated with people. I had about 100 that I saw people screenshot and repost this quick thing that I had written on Instagram. And basically what had happened is I had a terrible day yesterday. It was just one of those days where I could not get out of the slump. I felt mom guilt times 1 million, something that I always thought, oh, I won't feel mom guilt. I'm like pretty right in the head after everything that I've been through. Like, and I know when I'm doing a good job, but man, it has like hit me like a ton of bricks. So I had a terrible day yesterday. And I tell you what, I had about 4 amazing things come into my life yesterday, from enormous opportunities to unexpected checks in the mail to like literally all these great things. And I couldn't even be joyful about those things because I was in such a bad state. And I kept trying to get myself out of it because I'm pretty good at getting myself out of it. But
You know what I said on this Instagram? Like, I just couldn't get myself out of it. And I like to share the good times and all of the successes and everything that I experience with my community. But I also like to share the things that I'm struggling with. So I posted on Instagram, and I'm actually going to go to my Instagram and I'm going to read it exactly. I typed this in like 5 seconds. So I screenshotted myself with like my hand over my face because that's how it was like all day long. And I said, as I make really big decisions this morning about huge opportunities, I have to remind myself not to turn life's blessings into burdens. It's like you wait your entire life for things, they happen, and then it's like, oh my gosh, it's too much. Why do we do this? I was just trying to practice what I preach. So I said, practicing what I preach today, or at least trying to. So I think the piece of that that resonated with people and the piece that I saw people repost the most was, do not turn your blessings into burdens. And today, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about how I feel I'm getting myself out of this and how to truly focus on the things that matter in life to find lasting fulfillment. Because at the end of the day, that is, I think, what it boiled down to. I feel like you have to really look at the things that matter in your life. What are these blessings? To me, the blessings are boundless this year. I have 2 beautiful children. I have a great relationship with my husband. We're in a new home. I have an amazing career. I've signed on 2 huge dream brands for next year. And I'm closing in on a really amazing book deal, hopefully. And these are all great things. These are all blessings. However, as life goes, these things can become like the things that stress us out the most, the things that we spend the least amount of time on, the things that we show up to at the end of the day when our tank is completely empty to give to. And that is what I'm trying to change, especially going into the holiday season. So I wanted to do this podcast on this today. So when it all boils down, here is what I think happens within a person that causes this blessing and this thing that you wished for and you dreamed for and you hoped for and you worked towards into something that is stressful and burdensome and really causes you a lot of strife. And I think what it is it's self-betrayal. You are breaking your own values. You're breaking the things that are important to you, like family or providing for your family or, you know, whatever it is, whatever that blessing is. You are betraying yourself because these are the things that you value. So when these things start to look like things that you do not value, which happens a lot, like the glass ball and rubber ball analogy that we talk about a lot on the podcast, you're betraying yourself because you know these things are important to you. And you know these things mean the most in life. And you know that you are failing yourself when you can't enjoy these things that you've brought into your life that are good things. So at the end of the day, I think that's what it is. I think it's a self-betrayal. You are betraying yourself for not valuing your values, for not prioritizing your priorities. And it happens so easily. It happens to me so easily, at least. I'm usually able to snap out of it. However, when you get kind of spinning out of control and you're betraying yourself a lot and you are not prioritizing the things that are important to you at a certain level, I feel like you can really get into a bad state, which I think is what happened to me. And once you get into that state, it doesn't matter how great the things are that come into your life. They can't even snap you out of it. You're just really cruising along at that level. And then that's what happens. When the good things come along in your life, you can't even see them as good. And so I'm going to talk a little bit today. This is going to be a shorter podcast about how to protect those things that mean the most to you. And I want you to think first off, like starting this podcast, what are those things? So are they your children if you are parents? Is it a fiance? Is it a spouse? Are you a teacher? Is it your class? Is it your community? Are you a person that is an online personality of sorts? Are you, you know, in this amazing friend group? Is it your friends? Is it your family? Are you a young person? Is it your grandchildren? You know, what are those things that mean the most to you? So think about those things first, the real things that mean the most to you, not the things that it seems like mean the most to you because you spend the most time worrying about them or putting time and effort and energy into them. Think about those things. So for me, when I think about that, the things that mean the most to me are my children. It's my husband. It's my family. And it's making a real mark on them in all of the good ways. So that's what caused me to get into this state this week, and especially yesterday when it really just came to a head and just was really bad. These are the things that I was worried about was, you know, I'm in my home all day with my children. And when I'm in the other room, because I have to work because I'm providing for my family and I love what I do, but, you know, let's look at it at the end of the day. You may not love what you do, but people have to work. The majority, 99% of the population, like, you have to. So I've been just feeling so guilty for having to, like, take a phone call, or there's one overnight trip that I might have to take because of a great opportunity. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this with these children? And the reality is, I am a present parent. I am providing a great life for my children. And I am, at the end of the day, when I look at the mother that I am, I know I'm a good mom. But it's like, I just feel like I can't see that. I can't see it through the fog. I've got just this incessant, like, this guilt in my head or this sadness about not being able to be literally 100% fully present, which is, there's no way anyone can do that, that both parents can be in the house all day long playing with the children 100% of the time, not having to work.
Let me tell y'all about something that my family has used for years. HelloFresh is a meal delivery service with farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy and fun and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. From the planning to the shopping to the prep to actually getting everyone to enjoy what you made, family dinners can be stressful. HelloFresh gets it. They make it easy by delivering fresh ingredients and picky eater approved recipes right to your door each week. My pickiest eater would probably be my oldest child, Ford, and he even loves HelloFresh meals when we make them. Back to school season comes with a lot. It means shopping, after school activities, and a lot less free time. So skip the meal planning and grocery store runs with nutritious and delicious meals from HelloFresh. Y'all know that we are all about convenience and ease around here, and HelloFresh makes our lives so easy by making cooking enjoyable for the whole family. And let me tell you about a great offer that they are offering my listeners. For a limited time, kids eat free. So go to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids to unlock this exclusive offer. One free kids meal per box for 2 months while the subscription is active. That's free kids meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids. As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to 3 young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now 2, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Family time is precious, and connecting over a home-cooked meal, now that's what love is all about. But for most of us, finding the time to plan meals, do the shopping, and cook from scratch can feel impossible. That's where Gobble comes in. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18-plus gourmet meals, mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean recipes, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We had the turkey enchiladas the other night, and it was a huge crowd favorite in my home with all my children and Kyle. It was absolutely delicious and, more importantly, easy to prepare. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/livingfully. That's gobble.com/livingfully. That offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
So I would like to thank my sponsor today, Smart Cups. We talk about Smart Cups all the time because we love Smart Cups, and they would make an amazing stocking stuffer. Whether you have a college student, whether you have a person that's a little bit burnt out at work, whether you have a busy spouse, gift this to your spouse for the holiday and see how much they love it. So go to smartcups.com. It's the most amazing energy drink, 5 calories, no carbs, no sugar. It's literally a no-brainer if you have a busy person in your life. We love these in our home. We started buying them about a year ago, and we are obsessed. When we run out, it is an emergency. So go to smartcups.com. Enter the code Mallory20 for a discount and try these out. You will not regret it. So, I just have been getting really lost in that fog lately. And, you know, like I said, these are the things that mean the most to me, my children and my spouse. So, yesterday, whenever I was feeling like super low, I called one of my friends. Her name's Jessica Turner, and she was on my podcast. I think it was the fourth episode or the seventh episode. And she wrote the book called Stretched Too Thin. And she is the most amazing resource on all things, you know, feeling all of these feelings when you have a family and not being able to get yourself out of it. And I've got this book in front of me and I'm looking for this line that I underlined. And when I did, I called her and I was like, Jessica, I'm really having a hard time. And I'm not able to get myself out of it. And I said, what is the part of your book that I need to read like now in an emergency situation? And she said, you need to read this chapter. And it has a part in it called A Mom Who Is. I'm trying to find this line that, okay, here it is, that I opened up to and I read this line. And she says on page 138, I don't want to look back on my children's lives and think, wow, we spent so much time doing that we were hardly living. I also don't want to feel like I worked so much that I was parenting from a place of emptiness, which is why self-care is important, as we discussed in chapter 4, and on and on and on. And then she says, now is the time to awaken, heal, open our hearts, and reconnect with the most important people we'll ever know. I love that line. With the most important people we'll ever know. So when I read this, I was like, okay, I've got to make a change today. Yes, I've got to get myself out of this bad day and this bad state. I've got to stop betraying myself. I have to look at my values. I have to look at where I'm spending my time and pull myself out of it. So that's where I'm at today. And as I'm walking you guys through this, I'm walking myself through it as well. One thing that I talk about on a lot of these mom-themed podcasts or guilt-themed podcasts or I'm not doing the right thing, I'm having a bad day, is the past is the past. You have today and you have moving forward. So I've really got to let go of that. I'm so fortunate that my children are 1 and 9 weeks or 10 weeks today. And I'm so grateful that I'm a person who's getting this right as I can at the beginning. Because if they were 15, then I would have missed out on a lot of years. So I'm really, really being intentional about this. And this doesn't have to only apply to children. It can apply to a spouse also. Are you prioritizing your job, or are you prioritizing another group of people, or are you prioritizing social media or keeping your dang house clean? You know, whatever that is, you can really need to hear what I needed to hear too. Now is the time, like she says, to reconnect with the most important people we'll ever know. And here we are at the beginning of the holiday season. So what an amazing opportunity to be present with the ones that we love and to, you know, really reconnect. I love the word reconnect because it also implies a disconnect. But do you know what has to happen to have a disconnect? You have to be connected in the first place. So don't necessarily look at it as a bad thing. I think reconnections are beautiful things and amazing opportunities and a way to connect even better than, you know, even if you didn't have that disconnect. And it's a time that you can reconnect with your parents or your grandparents or your children or your spouse. These holidays are when you're sitting around a Christmas tree or you're making cookies with your children or you're wrapping gifts. If you can truly come back to base camp, if you can, like I was saying a while ago, look at your values. What are the things that mean the most to you? And I bet that the majority of the people listening to this podcast, if you really think of the things that you truly value, I bet it's your family. I bet it's the people that you love. And what's funny in life is that if you look at the things, I actually had to do this exercise when I was in high school. You know, if you've been listening to my content for a while, that intentionality is a big thing in my family. We used to have these family meetings and all this stuff. And yeah, a lot of it was around financial things, but they made us do this exercise once. And I was in high school or college, I can't remember. And they said, I think we had to look at our spending for the month. And they said, what are the things that mean the most to you? And of course, we all said family and church and my friends and, you know, whatever. And they said, okay, because let's look at your spending. And it shows you're spending the most money on clothing, going out to eat at fancy restaurants, you know, entertainment. And it's funny how sometimes, whether it's with your spending or whether it's with the time that you're allotting, look at the time that, what are you spending your time on? If your priority is your family and you look at your hours in the day, you could be spending more hours on social media. And that's not your priority. I know it's not. So I feel like now's that opportunity to reevaluate so that you can, like I said in the beginning of this podcast, focus on the things that really matter, because that's where you're going to find lasting fulfillment. And you also have to really evaluate the things that you want to spend your time on. And in order to do that, you have to look at the things that you're spending your time on. And, you know, holidays are really great because if you're a person that cannot pull away from work, maybe this is really great because everybody ain't working over the holidays. Really look at yourself and look at your happiness and look at the people in your lives and how their eyes light up when you communicate with them, when you actually reconnect with them and you're not halfway responding to an email. And really just feel the way that you feel and look at the difference in the loved ones' faces around you and let that be a catalyst to change. Something that I feel like really helps you to kind of get out of your own way and to reprioritize and to shift things into the right direction, besides these things I've already talked about, besides the looking at the actual time spent and making changes, besides the what are the things that I really value, really thinking about that and then looking at what's the reality of the things that I'm showing that I value, all that stuff, is when you get just spun out of control like I was yesterday, and I'm even seeing the good things as bad things, not bad things, but like super stressful things, and I look at those things and I say, what is the why? Why am I doing all these things? Why am I taking on this work and this opportunity? And the why is my children and the life that I'm providing for my children. So whenever I focus on the why again, I'm able to see a positive piece again of this thing in front of me that is making me feel super stressed out and putting me in a bad state. And another why is I want to help change people's lives because somebody helped change my life once. I was living my life pretty great, and then I went through this phase in my life where it was pretty terrible, and I didn't want to really live it anymore. And somebody swooped in and said, hey, here's a little wake-up call. Let's take a shovel and dig ourselves out of this hole. And I have the most amazing life that I could have ever dreamed of today because of that. And that's my why too, is I want to spread the message of living your life to the fullest because it is the most important thing because you only have this life. You only, this is it. And I know I say it all the time, but I have to remind myself of that every single day. So maybe you're a person that needs to be reminded of that every single day. Make the changes because it's too important. Like I just read that line in that book, most important people you'll ever know. This is the most important thing you'll ever do. So let's reprioritize. Let's think of these things. What are these things we're valuing? Let's think of how we're spending our time and how do we want to spend our time and make small shifts in that direction. Everybody can make time for themselves. Everybody can make more time for their family, even if it's 10 minutes a day. If you can really lock in with that 10 minutes, that's going to make a difference. And start there. And focus on your whys. Focus on the positive aspect of why you're at that job and why you clean that house and why you cook that dinner. And lastly, you know, when you get in a state like I got in yesterday, I want you to think, why do I feel like I'm betraying myself? Why do I feel like I'm betraying the things that I love and my values? And why does it feels like that. It feels like self-betrayal. And it's usually because of your why. It's usually because I'm not spending enough time with my children, or I'm not being a good friend, or I'm not being a present person within the things that really matter to me. And then really think of, you know, what all do I really need to do in a day? Because a lot of times, I call it like a cloud. A lot of times there's like a cloud of other things that are hanging over your head that don't have to be done today, that are things you're worrying about in the future. And that causes me then to overextend in a day. That causes me to overextend past the things that I have to do in a day. And then I betray my family and my values and myself because of this overextension past the point to what I actually have to do. So I want you to think about that today. And I want you to think, where is the point that I'm overextending? Where have I gone too far? Even if it's into the good things, even if it's into your hopes and dreams and the future you want to create for your family. The future is awesome that you want to create for your family, but so is the now. So is the now. So I want you to go into your holiday season really thinking about these things. I'm really thinking about these things because I've really been struggling with them this week. And I feel like I'm starting to see the light. So I wanted to share that with you guys, and I wanted to really talk you guys through that because I want you to have amazing holidays full of really intentional reconnections and being able to really check out of things to focus on the things that really matter, reprioritizing your time and really getting ready for a bomb 2020. I like this line. It's the most important thing you'll ever do. So thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Enjoy your holidays as you are entering into December. And keep listening to podcasts as we prepare for that amazing holiday season. So thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast, and tune in next Monday for more.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.